Hello and welcome. I'm Luke Burridge, and this is the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. That's not the catchiest name, I'll give you that, but it really does explain what's going on episode by episode. It's a podcast which reviews books that are science fiction books. Very simple. This is podcast episode number one, though, so I won't be reviewing any book this time. Instead, I'll be introducing myself and the podcast and the reasons why I'm doing it and more information, stuff like that. This is actually the third time I've recorded this introduction podcast now. The first time I did it was a good few months ago, before I started the podcast, and the information has changed a bit now. And then as I've been developing the website and the podcast itself and recording more episodes, I've decided to record it a few more times. So, first, a bit about myself. My name is Luke Burridge, as I just said. I'm 27 years old. These days I live in Berlin, in Germany, although you can probably tell from my accent that I'm not German. I'm not from there originally. I'm actually from England. I've lived in Berlin for 2.5 years now. I work as a professional juggler and a comedian. I've done that for maybe 4 or 5 years now. I really enjoy doing more than just juggling, of course. I've got lots of other hobbies, two of which are listening to podcasts and recording podcasts, and the other one is reading science fiction. I've been recording another podcast since 2006. It's about juggling, and I record that with my girlfriend, and that's called Juggling Podcasts. Another very boring name, but says exactly what we talk about there. So that's a juggling podcast. So if you want to know more about me, just check out lukeburridge.com or lukeandpolar.com. Lukeandpolar.com is the professional, sparkly, new, good-looking website, so check that one out first. So get on to what a bit about the podcast. The reasons why I'm doing this, well, I really like listening to podcasts and podcasts that review different kinds of stuff, and I really enjoy reading science fiction. So I've decided to put a podcast about science fiction together. There's other podcasts which talk about science fiction. One of them is called Starship Sofa, and I really recommend checking that out because they talk about just books. Well, mainly about authors of science fiction books. They don't actually review single books, though, or individual books. They talk about the authors, and normally episodes last over an hour. I really enjoy it, but it's not the kind of thing that this is going to be. There's another kind of science fiction podcast as well, and those are the ones which don't like devote all their time to books, and they normally devote about half of the time to Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica or other TV series, and I don't really care so much for that because, well, I don't have a television. And then they devote another maybe 25% of the time to sci-fi movies, and another 20% of the time to comic books, and maybe 5% of the time to audiobooks and other podcasts. And so in the end, they only get about 5% of the time that they record dedicated to sci-fi books. And I don't really like wading through that other stuff just to get to the stuff about books. So that's the reason why I'm doing this podcast as well. It's going to be a short 10 minute, maybe 15 minute, actually most of them have just been over like 10 minutes, about 12 minutes so far, and it's going to be just about science fiction books, and that's it, because I love science fiction books. I've been reading them since maybe 15-16 years now, and I get through sci-fi books at a rate of more than one a week. Well, I say more than one a week, maybe five or six days to read a sci-fi book. So I get through maybe 50, 60, 70 books a year. So I want to share my love of sci-fi with the world. Instead of talking about authors, like I say, I'll be detailing one single book and reviewing one single book each week. Well, I say each week again, it's not a weekly thing. It's as I read a book, I'll review it and put it up online. That's the way it works here. There's no set schedule. And the way I decide which book I'm going to review is actually, like I say, it's the book that I read. So if you send in suggestions of books I should read, I'll review them and put them up. Otherwise, I'll be selecting the books myself of authors that I like or authors that I've never read before and want to check out. So it's going to document my journey through sci-fi. And like I say, you're welcome to join in with me, recommend some books. I love all kinds of science fiction. I like modern stuff in the past few years. I like reading like the cutting edge of science fiction. Also, I like really old classic stuff from the 1930s and 40s and the 50s, I guess, and 60s. And yeah, pretty much all the way through 70s, 80s and 90s as well. So there's going to be quite a lot of variety in the books that are in the science fiction books that I read in the sort of eras that they come from as well. And I said, I'm not just going to review the books that I read for the first time. This podcast is an excuse for me to reread some of the more memorable books that I've read over the past 15 years or so to see if I still enjoy them and to give a review there and recommend some books that I really love. And also, I'm going to read some classic science fiction books, probably maybe some stuff that I've read before, but like some of the big names in science fiction, to see if these science fiction books still hold up so many years later. So, yeah, send in your recommendations and opinions, because I don't want it just to be my recommendations and opinion. I want to get them from you as well. Also, just so I get a wider breadth of authors that I read myself, the chances are I will be able to get hold of any book that you suggest, because I'm willing to buy books new if they're the new releases and you read them and really recommend them. Or if they're a bit older, maybe secondhand via Amazon. But that's not all. Because here in Berlin, just around the corner from my home, about 200 meters away, is a place called Another Country. And this is a second-hand bookshop, and it specializes in science fiction and fantasy and other stuff like that. In the cellar, probably around about, actually more than half of the entire book collection is down in the cellar, and there's probably around about 10 or 12,000 sci-fi and fantasy books down there. So I'm not going to run out of books to read. And there's a cool system in place as well. I don't have to buy these books. I can borrow them and return them, and it costs just €1.50 per book that you borrow. So if you live in Berlin, really check this place out. It's just off Bergmannstrasse in Kreuzberg there. So that's pretty cool. That's the idea of why I'm doing it and what kind of things I'm going to do. The format of the podcast, each one will be, like I say, about 10 minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes long. I normally just go over 10 minutes, and it concentrates on just one book. I go into the plot and what the plot's like, if it's new, if I enjoy it or not. I never really want to spoil the plot for anyone as well, so I don't, even though I'll talk about what kind of things happen, I don't give away anything that will spoil any mystery or any twist in the story as well. I never go that far into it. I go into the theme of the book as well, because that's what I love about science fiction, that you can pick out quite strong themes in the books and explore them more than non-science fiction books. So that's what I always feel. I talk about the universe the book is set in, about the characters, if I like the characters, you know, if the motivations are good, if they're believable, if they're interesting as well. Also about the minor characters too, and how they hold up in the book. I really like talking and discovering new science and technology within science fiction as well. The style of the writing and the quality of the writing too, the action and adventure elements, I go into that as well. And that's probably about it with the actual content of the book. Then at the end of the review of the book, I give a rating out of stars, out of 5 stars, in fact. The main criteria for rating the book is if I enjoy it or not. Of course, there's lots of different reasons why I can enjoy something or not enjoy something. So even though it is quite subjective, I always give the reasons why it gets such a high or low rating, or just an average rating. So I guess I'll break down the star rating. Let me just check. I've got a list here. Here it is. 0 stars means, I've written down here, tattoo the book's name onto your arm. So if you ever see it, run in the other direction. 1 star means if you see a book, don't bother reading it unless you're a huge fan of the author and don't mind being disappointed. Even if someone gives it to you as a birthday present or it's for free, probably don't bother wasting your time on a book like this unless you've got literally nothing else to read and you want to kill some time. 2 stars means read the book if you want to read it, but don't blame me if you think it was a bit of a waste of time. 3 stars means put it on your list for future reading. So even if you can't find it, if you spot it in the future, definitely pick it up. Definitely read it. It's worth it. 4 stars means go out of your way to find this book or to buy it and read it. And 5 stars, not many books will get 5 stars, I don't think, but 5 stars means go out, buy the book right now. Doesn't matter how much it costs. Read it. It's going to be an experience. And read it twice in a row. No, 3 times in a row. Or read it now and again in a year. I don't know. That's what 5 stars would mean, I guess. And also, I do give 2.5 stars or 3.5 stars. Maybe I'll go into 3.25 or 3.1 stars or something. I'm not sure. So that's the end of the review. Then at the end of the podcast, I say what book I'm going to read next, what the next review is going to be. This way, you can either read along with me and then check out the review and see if you agree or disagree, or listen to my review first, and if it's a good book, go out and buy it or go out and read it. And if it's a really bad book and I give it 1 star or 0 stars, don't bother, and you can miss it and you can avoid it. So I guess there's 2 ways to take that that thing that I say at the end of the podcast where I recommend or mention which book I'm going to read next. And that's pretty much it for the format of the podcast. There is a website, sfbrp.com. There's not a huge amount there at the moment except the podcast feed and a blog on a front page. You can comment on each episode if you want on the blog, although to do that you have to log in and register and log in to comment, because I've had a blog before and I was getting around about 600 or 700 spam comments every week per post. No, not per post, but per week I was going through and having to sort through 600 or 700 spam comments and trackbacks and things like that. So that's why you've got to sign in for me to not have to bother with all that. I'm very sorry. I do hope to sort out some kind of forum or discussion board. Actually, I'm thinking about a wiki actually for the website, where each podcast will get a page or a thread or something like that, and you can go in and comment about the podcast, about the book, or enter any information about either the podcast or the book. And if it's a wiki, you can add any page. For example, maybe I'll have a page where you can add books, recommended books, or books to miss as well. I'm not entirely sure about that, but I hopefully set that up in the next few weeks. So check it out, see if it's there. Finally, if you've got any questions or any feedback or suggestions or anything else, the best way to get hold of me is through my email, luke@juggler.net. That's luke@juggler.net. Best way to catch me. I think that's pretty much it for this introduction podcast, episode number one, version 3.0. Otherwise, Yeah, I guess that is it. I've finished the end of my notes here, so that'll do. My name's Luke Burridge, as I said. Hopefully you'll enjoy the podcast. Keep sending in those emails. Thank you very much, and catch you later.